Changing World, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, light, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's special guest, musical guru, Raspin Stewart. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to know that life changes. And that's why we're Life Changes with Filippo. So I like that. A little bit of energy there, and I like it a lot. There's a lot of energy, as a matter of fact. There's so much happening in the world, but so much happening here on the show, and we're so excited to have our musical guru, our musical guru. It's not like we own him, but he belongs to all of us, Raspin Stewart, who will be on the show in just a few minutes to talk about life changes in his life and his music and the kind of life changes his music provokes. So talk about life changes, and I'll stop, I promise, but it certainly is a lot of fun. Talking about that, it's interesting that I have been taking an improv class. And for those of you who don't know, improv is short for improvisational. And it's a class in which this particular class is for comedians, but improv is for either musicians or actors or comedians or even painters, actually, who are given a subject like right there at the moment on stage or in the studio or in a club. And so people will, the artist, whoever it is, takes that subject or that idea and runs with it. And then if it's in a musical setting, you've got like, for example, a trio, you've heard them, I'm sure, jazz musicians and all, that they'll be playing the melody the first time, especially in jazz, and then the second time the melody comes around, they'll change it a little bit. And then they'll bounce the melody back and forth to each other, like the bass player will take a solo or the guitarist will take a solo, and it just bounces back and forth. And sometimes they'll start to improv around the melody or around the chords, and you could just see when a band is really into it, because the creativity is very exciting, and you'll see the musicians smiling at each other as they're starting to get, oh, I know where he's going, and they take that idea and then they take it to the next level. Well, obviously the same thing happens in comedy and in acting, and sometimes that happens on stage live whether you want it to or not. Like, somebody will make a wrong entrance or make say a wrong line in a live play. And sometimes the actors will improv around that, whatever that was said, and then continue the storyline. And sometimes that improvisation could be so much more cool than what was written. As a matter of fact, in a lot of movies, improv is written in. It's like, and here the character improvs. As a matter of fact, Dom DeLuise was famous for improvising, and I remember that at his funeral, Mel Brooks said that whenever they had a movie that Dom DeLuise was going to be on, they always added, I don't know how many extra days at the end of the shoot, and so many extra hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever, because they knew Dom was either going to break something or screw something up, but not for the sake of breaking or screwing, but for the sake of improvising to make the scene that much more exciting. And it was great that they recognized that ability in him and that they allowed him to just go. Well, I'm taking a class for comedy where we allow ourselves to just go with whatever comes up. And it's interesting how I was away from the class because I've been traveling for 1 week. And when I came back, I forgot some of the rules. Evidently, I forgot the number one rule. So the very first time I got up this week to do an improv scene with a scene partner, she said something and I said, no, I don't want to do that. And right away, the instructor stopped us and said, okay, all right, Filippo has been away for 1 week and has forgotten that the very first rule of improvising is never to say no. It's you always say yes. So in this case, my scene partner, she had picked that she was a porcupine. And I said, no, I don't want to be a porcupine. But there's so much that could happen if I would have allowed myself to be a porcupine. As a matter of fact, I did when the instructor reminded me to go back and say yes. I allowed myself to be a porcupine, and it was extremely funny. The audience so enjoyed it, and I actually enjoyed acting silly, pretending I was a porcupine, coming up with the craziest ideas, like I said, can I poke you? And anyway, we'll just leave it at that. So she thought that was funny, and it led elsewhere, as you can imagine. But get it, because we're porcupines. But why am I bringing this up? Besides, I think it's already a great story of how sometimes, you know, improvising can be good. But it was the saying of no that really made me think that the first rule of improvising is saying no. Well, or is not saying no, is to say yes. Well, it's interesting. How many times in life do we kind of stop things from moving forward because we do say no? And the only reason I said no is because I didn't want to look silly, or I didn't know where I would go with it, and I didn't even want to explore it. But that's why I'm in the class. And so if I had just said yes, amazing things could have happened. And in fact, they did, and the audience had a really good time. But what the instructor helped me understand is he says, when somebody makes a choice, and if you say yes and go with that choice, you could always change it later. As a matter of fact, it's better if you say yes first and then change it, because you're acknowledging what is in the present and you're actually allowing the energy to move forward. But if you say no right away, it confuses the audience, because in improv, the audience only has a split second in order to understand, okay, who are these two on stage? What is their role? What is their relationship? Where are they going? And so much of this is like life. How many times do we say no in life before we even know what it is that we're being asked to do? And sometimes once we've said no, it's too late to go back and say yes, because the moment is lost. We've lost the audience. We've lost the momentum. We've thrown off our scene partner, so to speak, in improv. So after the class, I started saying to myself, okay, for the rest of the day, you're going to say yes. And I realized how many times I actually say no in a day. Because each time I was forcing myself to say yes, I was realizing that I would have said no, and that I was uncomfortable with the yes. And I thought, isn't this interesting that the improv class is teaching me about life changes, or as Mark would say, life changes. And it does. It does. And I believe it. And I believe that it can change for the better. And that majority of the time, we're not allowing for the change for the better to come because we're saying no. And I proved that to myself that day, by saying yes, yes, yes. And because I said yes, I ended up having experiences in one day, believe it or not, that I would not have had just from saying yes, from the things that I ate or the things that I drank or the things that were offered me as far as choices for going out. I just said yes, and life changed. And life changed for the better. And the interesting thing is we can always change later. But I'm not saying just go for the first thing that comes our way. I'm saying really look at it. Say yes that it's here. Like somebody offers me something or somebody suggests a suggestion to me and I say yes. And then I can honestly look at it. But when I say no, it shuts down and I can't really look at it. So I'm really excited. I got 4 more weeks to do of this improv class, and then we're actually going to get on stage and do improv in front of a live audience instead of just our classmates. And that's a new experience for me, and I'm saying yes. So I'm looking forward to saying yes more. And I haven't seen the movie Yes Man, but Mark is showing me here the website of the movie, and I could have seen. Somebody asked me if I wanted to see that movie, and I said no. That's so interesting because it had Jim Carrey in, and I just didn't feel like seeing a Jim Carrey movie. But there it is. I could have said yes, and by now I would have known what that was. Maybe I would have learned that lesson a long time ago. So with that, we are going to take a break here, but come back with our guru, musical guru, Raspin Stewart, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and today our guest is Raspin Stewart. I call Raspin Stewart a musical guru, and I think you'll know why when you hear him speak about life changes, actually, and about his music and how he's come to some of these understandings about life. He actually gets people to think. Now, you would think, yes, that's what music is supposed to be about. And years ago, in the days of folk music and in the 60s and all that, that's what people were doing. They were writing songs that made us think, not just lulled us to sleep or lulled us about love. And that's all, you know, serenaded us about love. And that's all great. But where's the music that gets us to think? And there's a lot of that in rap. But for those of us who that genre doesn't speak to, there has been this void of music and musicians that have really spoken about what's going on in the times or shared with us different ways of looking at ourselves or our life or making us think. So Raspin Stewart is a singer-songwriter who has also been described in recent reviews as a force of nature who is, quote, in the business of show-stopping. He's also a humble and warmly humorous man who is presently bringing his music to the attention of the public in a variety of ways. And I can certainly attest to the warm and humorous because we are indeed friends. Now, he's got a CD out called We Do What We Do, thought-provoking already as it is. And it's recently been licensed to Starbucks for in-store play nationwide, which is a hard gig to get. So just out of the chute, he's already got that going. And he gives live performances throughout Los Angeles and different parts of California, actually, and he's just now getting started, and we're happy to have him. Please welcome and thank you for being on the show with us, Raspin Stewart.
Filippo, thank you for having me on your show. It's sounding wonderful. I've been listening to you speak.
Ah, well, you have been listening to me speak for many years as we've known each other, and it's great to be speaking together on the air.
Thank you very much.
So, you have been described as many things here. There's this quote that I like. Actually, there are a lot of them. People are recognizing that for you, it's all about people. I mean, the other people are saying that they get this, and it's about you connecting with people. What is it with this connection of you and people? Are you longing to say something? I mean, what do you what's happening with you and the music and the people?
Well, people are what, as human beings, we connect because all we have are each other. So in my life, no one has ever been a stranger. I can meet someone in 2.5 seconds. We're having a wonderful conversation about life. And it also is about opening up and letting yourself do that and not being afraid of another human being. You have to say, yes, I'm willing to meet this person, and putting yourself on the same level with this person, with no ego, with humbleness, and to finding out and listening to what they're all about, because you already kind of know what you're about.
And sometimes we learn what we are about by learning about other people.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah. You know, speaking about learning, I'd love to just go on that, but for some reason I'm so compelled to play one of your songs right off the top. And you've got this song, ironically it's called The Bitter End, and yet I look at the words here. Some walk through life in paradise, and some walk through life on hot coals. Some never hear, some never feel, and some just grow old. And to me, that is so true, that that this could be a choice for those who are walking through life in paradise, or rather for those who are walking through life on hot coals, can decide that they're going to choose to walk through life in paradise, and maybe be able to change their life. Before we play the song, is that kind of where you're going with that as well?
Well, I always let people interpretate my songs, how they hear them, because all my songs come from the divinity. So they're written through I'm just a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that in our lives we can, you know, some people seem like they have everything, you know, riches and gold, and then some people, they seem like they're constantly struggling and they're walking on hot coals. And then some people, you can talk to them all day long and they don't even hear you because they might be thinking about other things. And then some people just, you know, don't say yes to things. They say no. So they're, you know, if you just say no all the time, you're just going to be by yourself and you're just going to grow old. You have to say yes. Life is an abundance of journeys.
Yeah, and I think people are afraid that if they say yes, then it leads them to places that they don't want to go. And the irony of it is that most of the times that I've been to places that I don't want to go, I've ended up in a really cool place.
Right, yeah. I think the bitter end, if someone say, what is it about, what does it mean to you? What it means is, the hook is... life is for the living till the bitter end. So that means in our lives, lots of things hit us that we don't really want to hit us. It could be illness. It could be financial. It could be numerous things. What I'm trying to say in the song is live each day like it's your last. Live in the moment. Enjoy life. Love. Give to the world. And live till the bitter end of your life.
Mm. Well, I would like to think that our end is not going to be bitter, but I certainly get that is a catchphrase that we do use, and you're saying even if there is a bitter end, then live it. I mean, even more reason to live it. So let's hear a couple minutes of this. Seth, our engineer, the song is Bitter End. This is by Raspin Stewart. On his CD, We Do What We Do.
L'amour que tu as savouré avec le monde ne serait jamais oublié.
You left me in silence again, tongue tied again, straight to the point. Juggler anointed fights to the bitter end. You one walk through life in paradise. Some walk through life on hot coal. Some never hear, some never feel, and some just grow old. But I cry for the children. Promise me fortune and fame, and promise me this, and promise me that. The seasons will always change, will always change.
Yep, there it is. You're talking about the seasons and the change and all of that, and we're listening. We're listening. Thank you, Raspin. That's
thank you for playing part of that song.
Bitter End from Raspin's CD, We Do What We Do. You know, actually, one of the things that really got me, you're on our lifechangesnetwork.com, and you wrote about the fact that you sang for an audience of 17 and 18-year-olds, and you asked them, tell us what you asked them, and tell us what the answer was, and we'll take it from there.
I play a song called Smoke the Hookah, which is about the peace pipe of life. And I asked the kids that were probably 17 to 25, 28 years old if they ever thought that we'd have peace in the world. And the moment I said that question, I swear 50 of them screamed out, no, together, like in unison. It was like, oh, my gosh. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Because I remember being that age, we were striving for peace. They were different times. But in these times, the times really have changed, but the causes haven't. They're just rolling on together. You know, every generation, their back is against the wall. And then I posted it on Facebook, and I found very few people even thought about it. Somebody did post something about it, and then somebody posted something to them about a show they were doing in Hollywood. And I thought, oh, my Lord. And that's back to thinking about themselves versus thinking about the world or thinking about other people or not even thinking like the children today aren't even thinking about peace. But then they've been programmed to think about war with all their games.
Yeah, you know, when I read your post, I commented right away, and I actually put up on Facebook that I was letting it bother me for a minute, because here you are, you're not asking one kid. Like, I come across children, but at this point, I'm just coming across one or two children or, you know, a group of five or ten. But here you were in a situation with all these young adults who are saying, no, we don't think that there's ever going to be peace. So I wasn't sure if I should think, okay, so they've given up hope. And if the next generation has given up hope, then what do we have? But then I thought, Raspin, to be honest, I thought, okay, what would Filippo say? Like the Filippo that people call and give bad news to and ask for me to turn it around for them and say, show me the positive side to this because I'm desperate. And so I said to myself, what would Filippo say? And I had to get out of my mind and say, okay, you know, sometimes when we give up on the kinds of things that we have tried and the kinds of things that we have hoped for, and we remove ourselves from the way of thinking that where we've been and say, okay, I give up. Sometimes in that giving up, a space is made for a solution that we haven't thought of. So my hope is that we don't go into desperation, but we do not give up in the sense of giving up, but allowing for that space.
And I'm not even sure it's a thing of giving up. I think it's a thought of asking that question, because then I asked a few more people the next day, and they all answered pretty much the same thing. No, I don't ever think there will be peace. Mm. But then you think back on, you know, my father, who just passed away at 95, same identical thing. There's been war since the beginning. But at the same time, we do strive to be better people. We do strive to be loving people. And that's all one can do in their life is, you know, love, share, give to the world.
Well, you know, you have so much that you're giving to the world through your songs. And we're going to go into a break here pretty soon. But before we do, I wanted to play Dream. So often, you know, as we were children, we had that phrase, "Now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep." And I remember at times that phrase coming to mind during difficult things, difficult times. And how often would it have been just easy to just say, okay, you know, God, don't just keep my soul, take it. Just take it. It's time for me to leave. But you have this song Dream, and I think it's interesting. Let me just go ahead and ask Seth, our engineer, to play that, and then we'll talk about it when we come back.
Okie doke.
Here's Dream from Rasmus Stewart's CD, We Do What We Do.
Well, every night I get a little older, I count my blessings before I sleep. If I should die, don't try and wake me. Let this body be a dream about the days, my friend. Remember when, go on and dream. Christians, Catholics, Baptists, and Buddhists, these traditions handed down by men. What you believe is what you believe in. What you see or say is what you get. So dream about the days, my friend. Remember when, go on and dream. Side of China, Shanghai or the moon, philanthropists, philosophers, what they never knew. Thank God for the simple things like me and you. Oh, babe, like me and you. So dream about the days, my friend. Remember when, go on and dream.
That was Raspin Stewart's song Dream from his CD, We Do What We Do. When we come back with Raspin right after this, we're going to talk about some of the lyrics of that particular song, Dream. We'll be right back.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is Raspin Stewart. You've been listening to a couple of his CDs, and if you're just joining us and want to know more about Raspin or hear his music or get his music, you can obviously, of course, always go to lifechangesnetwork.com, or you can go directly to Raspin's website, which is Raspin, R-A-S, like Sam, P-I-N, like Nancy, .com, R-A-S-P-I-N, .com. So we were just listening to Dream off of Raspin's CD, We Do What We Do. And Raspin, you know, I know that you you just really released the CD now and you record it recently, but the songs have been written over the past many years and long before The Secret, the film was out, or people were really talking about a lot of these spiritual type of things. Here you were writing lyrics that said, Christians, Catholics, Baptists, and Buddhists, these traditions handed down by men. And in the lyrics, men is capitalized, like, hello, and what you believe is what you believe in, and what you see is what you get. I mean, that's the stuff that all of this new age industry is now really made of, and here you were channeling this long before.
Again, it comes from my life is that we are the totality of one. You're the only God you're going to know. Dorothy's the only God she's going to know. Mark is going to be the only God. All your readers, listeners are going to be, they are their God. We are one. We're a whole. We're all connected. And nothing is wrong in the world. It's all divine, perfect invention. So with that said, all you have to do is believe and trust in the divinity, and your life will move smoothly. So when it comes to religion is the problem that was written by, well, mostly men, I would have to say, but it's always interpreted by somebody. And that's what that line is pretty much about.
Yeah, and here's another one in that very same song. As a matter of fact, I could pick this thing out. I mean, everything in here. From the far side of China, Shanghai, or the moon, philanthropists, philosophers, you know, dot, 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 what they never knew. Thank God for the simple things like me and you. It's interesting because on the whole, one would think that we are actually the more complicated things, but you're bringing it down to the basics of me and you, and it's really that simple. There's me and there's you, and we are we. It just is.
Really, I mean, it's really a back to our original statement. My original statement. It's about people connecting because all we have are each other. You know, everything that's built today is just a convenience. I sometimes look at my life and I go, you know, all you really have to I had to do was be born and die. Okay? And then in between what we do is, you know, is important to people. But realistically, it's born and die and move on. See, I consider ourselves so important in the big picture, but at the same time very small, because we only last for, what, 100 years, normally, people?
Mm-hmm.
What's a redwood last for?
Hmm.
And then you can keep going. What even lasts longer?
Mm.
But why we're here, you know, again, it's for me, it's about love, about connecting with people, about helping, giving, sharing. And having, a harmony in life of comfortableness. And it's not about financial. It's about spiritual harmony.
You know, it's interesting, Rasmussen, because knowing you, you have been through a number of career changes, a number of life changes, and each step, I have to say that it looks like to me, even during the times that I didn't know you, you do things with class and finesse, and you seem to make elegant choices along the way. So I'm excited about your music career, because if you manage it like you have everything else in your life, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. But it already is, actually. But I mean, I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of you. But I bring that up not just to compliment you, but to say that you obviously have been connected to something. Now, it's interesting that though the music was always there, and though you've written songs all this time, you've chosen now at this point of your life to say, you know, I'm putting this out.
Right.
Why now?
Well, you know, when I was very small, and I'm saying 3 to 5 to 8, you know, I knew I was to be I didn't know I was to be a songwriter, but I knew I was supposed to be a singer because I loved to sing. And that kind of was proceeding in my life, and around 16, 17, it started to kind of happen. And a manager pulled me out of Chicago area from where I'm from, and we came to California. And I just started working with some people at A&M Records, and all of a sudden a woman by the name of Donna Summer hit the scene, and which became disco, and the rest is history, because, you know, folkies went back into the closet unless you can change. But since I do everything through the divinity, I only do what I do, which is what you heard. And so I started by accident one day a magazine called Boulevard Magazine. And it became one of Los Angeles's top magazines for 29 years. And I ran that. And then 2.5 years ago, I got a little voice in my head, because I always follow that little voice. Remember when we're talking about living through the divinity? It said, retire and go do your music, and I'll open every door for you. And here we sit today talking about my music on your radio show, the Starbucks thing. Now, trust me, I work very hard at what I do, and I put myself out there, and I say yes. And I even, since it's unfamiliar territory for me, and being at not a 18, 20, 25-year-old person, you go to yourself, where do you say yes? But most of the time, it's always, yes, I'll try it. Yes, let's go for it. Let's do it. Why not? It's you know, all you can do is say, it worked, it didn't work. But most of the time, it works. Because you tried something new, or you did something.
And you grew from it and learned from it. Absolutely.
Right.
You know, I had forgotten or didn't, I think I'd forgotten about the fact that you did start this all off when many, many years ago. And it's interesting, because I was going to say, you know, this music seems to me like it was music that would have been sung during the heydays of the 60s and all of that. And sure enough, it was. And so but it's not a throwback, because it's original and it's fresh, and it works just as well today, if not better, because we're looking at it, right, listening to it with new, fresh eyes.
I would tell everybody, I don't like to call them fans. I like to call them friends, because once we meet on stage and stuff, I feel like, we're friends. You know, nobody's a stranger. So I always say, you know, if you want something, you got to go out and wiggle something, you know, for somebody to say, oh, look, you have to say to somebody, I do this, or I want to do this, or this interests me. And before you know it, you're going to find yourself doing
Rasmussen.
That.
So let's go ahead and hear Rasmussen Stewart's song, Smoke the Hookah.
started out so innocently. We learn to take what we need. Forgive us for our greed. Let's dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. Rome was not built in a day. And time stands still for no one, they say. Yes, you will pass the same way. Dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. Confusion creates prophecy. Fall now to their knee. Watch their palms bleed. Dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. But in a time of man-made disease, fall like leaves from the trees. Now there's only frozen streams. Dance now. So why don't you dance now? So why don't you dance now? We smoke the hookah and dance. It's black and white, it's cut and dry. Show me a minority who hasn't suffered or cried. Living in a land where freedom calls. Dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. Waiting for the world to turn. Dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance.
Unite people, eliminate. Wow. That's always been my favorite on the CD, We Do What We Do, Raspin Stewart's Smoke the Hookah. Raspin, I could interpret that song so many ways, but you started, and I know you don't like to interpret for people, but give us some of your insight and wisdom on that song, because it's there's so much there.
Well, you know, I feel with that song I can do that a little bit, because that song for me was about the repression of all the people in the world. And no matter how you know, we're kept down financially because of finances, color, sexual orientation, because you're a woman or because you're from a different country, or we seem to rise above it, and we do it again through people. And even through, like, when someone comes to your house, you know, you'll say to them, would you like some food? So you share food. In the American Indian culture and lots of African cultures, they would sit and smoke the peace pipe together when someone would come in, you know, have a drink, have a cocktail. Some people, you know, some people would even take it to have some pot, you know. But it was about the peace pipe of life.
You know, Raspin, actually, I really appreciate that that take on it. I have to say, it reminded me of when I was in Sicily, of all places, where the culture is not indigenous. I mean, it's not a third world country, but some of the philosophy around that particular island and the way that people live in that culture, I remember getting upset about certain things and seeing my cousins just say, well, nicely, I'll say it, you know, what do you care? You know, just leave it alone. And in a word, they'd say, just sit down and eat and don't worry about it. Because frankly, it was also stuff that I couldn't affect, but it looked like injustice or it looked wrong. And in a way, it was almost a sense of, if we fight it, sometimes we make it worse by putting more energy on it. Just sit down and eat, or just smoke the hookah and dance. And get into the moment.
And people will rise above the occasion, you know, and it will turn out to be the best of what it will be. Look how far we've come as in the world. A long way.
Yeah. Well, Raspin, you've come a long way from being known for a lot of things, your publishing company and the two magazines. You mentioned the one, but the other one was just as successful as well. But the all of that to now saying, okay, spirit or what have you, is something's moving me to sing, and right away you're getting your songs played on radio, that you're being asked to sing throughout the state and soon the country, and then you're getting it played in something as hard to get into as Starbucks. So
I'll be going to Kentucky come August, because I'm doing a house concert. Those things are, I've been getting calls, will you come here? And these people have these fabulous concerts in their houses where there might be 50, 75 people. And they set up a PA system, and we go do a show at their house and move on to the next one. And then, like, we just came back from San Francisco. We did a club called Biscuits and Blues, the Union Room. And this Thursday, I'll be at the Renaissance Hotel at 7:30 for a industry showcase.
Well, you know, actually, and that's a great example how so much of this movement and your songs being folk songs, folk music, I believe, started like that, house parties and yard parties and you know, that kind of stuff. And then it grew into a huge movement. And I see you at the onset here of a huge movement, not only for yourself, but for music, this kind of music, and for all of us. So I'm so happy that we got you on the show today. I know you're busy, so we're happy to have you. Thank you so much. For those who've been listening and want to learn more about Raspin, you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com, or you can go to raspin.com, and that's Raspin, R-A-S-P-I-N. Raspin, I wish you the best and look forward to connecting
you also
soon.
Filippo, Dorothy, and Mark and Seth, have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Well, that was great. We're going to break for a commercial here, and when we come back, we'll have Mark on for our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. And, you know, Mark, Raspin, I've been fascinated by some of the things that he has gone through, and we didn't get a chance to chat about them, but I hope people will learn more about him as his career develops. But I wanted to get his music heard and some of those lyrics, because I believe that it's saying something to a lot.
I think it's, well, clearly saying a lot, but I think what's neat is the feeling and the intent. And, you know, I'm a big fan of music as a tool for happiness, for healing, for messaging, for, you know, just communication. We're all vibration, and everybody loves music. And, you know, at a quantum level now, we're finally getting a grasp on truly how much we affect what it is we are trying to say with our intent and the energy that's put behind it. And music is so much more powerful in the way that it conveys that.
Mm.
And you can hear it and feel it in Raspin's music, and the sincerity of not only his commitment to the music and what he does from a talent and perspective, but also his commitment to the messaging and what he's trying to get across.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that I've forgotten about the fact that his career started when he was 16 or something like that, and that this whole new kind of music came out, and all of a sudden the music that he was doing wasn't needed or appreciated as much anymore and considered old. But isn't it interesting that years later we're starting to have this appreciation for this music again? He's back. The message is as appropriate today as it was then, if not more so. But that sometimes we think, you know, at the beginning of something, when it doesn't work out exactly the way we want it to, we don't realize that sometimes there is this thing called time that's actually there for us, because here he comes back now as an older man, having had so many experiences. And when he stands on that stage, even in front of 17, 18-year-olds, they get him because his music all of a sudden speaks to them from a whole different place that he has found in his growth.
So it's a really important point. You know, probably our most powerful tool in terms of living life is also we make it our strongest competitor, and that's time. You know, we live in a linear way, and so we think that things are supposed to happen at a certain time, or they're going to happen, or they have to happen by this date, or society says that you have to be this old, or can't be that old, or whatever the case may be. Whereas so much magic can happen after those limitations, or after those dates that we thought things were supposed to occur, you know, and it happens with, that's certainly happened in my life, where I would meet someone, I would feel, boy, this is meant to be, and there's something here, and we're going to do something together, and everything in that deal or relationship or whatever would fall apart, and then suddenly, years later, could find myself finding them again, or that synchronicity would step in, and the right timing, and then the right deal with the same thing that you were talking about, the experience and the knowledge and learnings that came within that time span.
You know, it's interesting you should say that. I think I've mentioned on the show once or twice before about a voice coach that I had who was 85 years old, and I just liked so much about him, the way he moved through life and the things that he did. And I told him one time that I wanted to be, he said something like, what do you want to be? Or I don't remember how it came up. And I said, I want to be like you, because he was just, things didn't bother him, and he had this whole attitude about being, and I said, I want to be like you, and he said, you can't, and you're not supposed to. He said, at this stage of your life, you're supposed to feel like you can conquer the world, and you're supposed to want to do this and want to do that, and you have to do that during that time, because that will serve you later, and when it's time for you to be where I am, you will be. Just allow it.
Yeah, well, that's the allowing, right? That's the big lesson that comes in all this, because
smoke the hookah and dance,
smoke
right?
The hookah and dance, and just allow. Yeah, we're conditioned when we're young, as we're excited to do things and try things, and you know, it starts by walking and talking and things like that. And then as we grow, it's any other experience we come across that we don't know how to just allow, and it takes that. That period of time, that type of growth, and all the wins and challenges that come with that to gain that experience.
You know, the imagery I get, and I don't know, I've never smoked a hookah. I've seen people smoke it before, but I've never smoked one myself, so I don't know exactly the feelings. But I kind of get like, you know, as if they get high and say, yeah, cool, man, cool. And you can almost tell them anything, and they can like, yeah, cool, man. But it's that, yeah, cool, man, that I like. And I remember, and I'm not saying that somebody needs to be high, but there's that feeling like, there are people in our lives, some of us who have been fortunate to know people like this, who you could almost tell them anything. Like you tell them your deepest, darkest secret, and they say, yeah, cool, man. Like, in other words, that's okay. If that's what you like, if that's what you do, or if that's what you did, or if that's what you want to do, that's cool. You're not hurting anybody. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, maybe I'm not so weird, or maybe I'm not that different, or I'm not being judged. Cool, man. Smoke the hookah and dance.
Yeah. No, that's great. And what I also...
You just went there.
Right.
Yeah. Cool, man. I get it.
So just picture that whole scene.
You went there.
I'm going to stay there for a while. We'll be back after these messages.
No. What are you going to say?
No, the interesting thing is in that environment is watching the people around that aren't and that are sharing the same joy and the same experience just from being around the people that are. And I think it's a perfect metaphor for not only the allowing and the not judging and that, but also how much we affect those around us, right? And how we can convey any feeling that we have. And that's, you know, they talk about how important a smile is and how it changes you, your biochemistry, you know. And you know, these are things that we forget about when we're in the middle of that frown because we're having that moment or somebody, you know, cut us off in the highway or whatever.
Right. And actually, Mark, we are told every day, several times a day, usually, how much we've affected people through our show, Life Changes with Filippo. So I am glad that we are. I'm glad that we're doing what we're doing. And cool, man, cool. Smoke the hookah and dance. And with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio. And together with our producers, Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark M. Lejeune, and our engineer, Seth Hendricks, thank you for being part of this world, part of the show, and part of the changes, positive changes, we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.